like me.
Did you guys see the person that was trying to ram raid the New World in Remuera?
No.
Nope.
Someone, Remuera of all places, was a citizen's arrest.
What?
Yeah, there's like two people.
Finally.
A man and a woman trying to do a grab, and apparently it was just a couple of avocados. Grab from New World in Remuera of all places. And the clip is just some guy pinning him down and someone else just running up and like ripping the avocados from them.
I didn't even know that was a thing in New Zealand.
What's that?
Like a citizen's arrest.
It's not, but like just with how many ram raids in that there is, I think people are starting to get fed up.
Yeah, real sick of it.
But I was reading the comments about it and people saying, is it worth the hassle of trying to get someone down when you don't know if they're friggin' like gonna strike at you or something? And it's like, what does it do to you for them to lose a couple of, like, the grocery store has insurance, they'll just replace the items.
Yeah, but it's like, I understand where you're coming from. Like, supermarket chains make shitloads of money at the moment, but it's the principle of it.
Yeah,
like whether it's an avocado or a,
it's like the
car or the card and a ciggies.
The sense of like community as well. Like you might know that shop owner or like you might know that someone's working there and you're like, fuck.
Wait, was it a ram raid or just like a shoplifting?
Oh, just a shoplifting.
Mm. Ram raid, different story. Like,
yeah,
there's damage caused and.
Yeah, I kind of agree though. Like I wouldn't be fucking with it. What if they've got a knife or a gun and he really needs some avo for his toast? Like,
around Christmas time, I watched a dude just pick up a whole lot of t-shirts and bolt it out of Rebel Sport. And it was kind of like,
damn, they're all extra small.
Screw that, getting the wrong size. Oh.
And because we're talking about theft, that must mean that we're into episode 64 of Off Topic.
Must be.
Yeah. We're on the couch. And what is probably, I will say, we're probably closing on double digits for set designs.
Yeah.
But I also think that we're upgrading.
Yeah, this is lovely.
This is nice. We're on the couch and I am three nights. This will be night number three of living in the tiny house.
Mm. How is it, man?
So far, so good. There's still stuff to do. And like the lady was saying to you prior to recording, the whole like coming home and being like, is kind of already fading. But there's still there's heaps of stuff to do. Like, I haven't showered here yet. I've still been showering elsewhere.
Right. I guess it's also like the fact that you've been building it for so long.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was your first house, like you'd buy it, move in sort of thing, that like new home feel would linger longer.
Yeah, whereas you've been building this for what, 6 months plus?
Yeah.
Oh, like nearly 2 years.
Nearly 2 years. There you go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
I think June last year, it ramped up. Like, that was when it got closed in, I think.
Yeah. But it's not like a new location. It's just we're living
here. Yeah, but even the idea of living here as opposed to it, like, we've said it to heaps of people that have asked, the idea of actually living in it when it was for so long, just like our thing that we went and did on the weekends, and then we would go back to the flat or something afterwards.
Mm. Now it's your place, your pad. It's pretty sweet, man. I like what you've done with it. Really efficient space for everything. Got a cool little office.
If you build a tiny house and it's like efficient isn't how someone describes it, you've failed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you want the gaming room to be in the kitchen?
Yeah. I reckon two pushes I could get from the kitchen to the computer.
Two pushes? is it a unit of measurement?
Yeah.
Nah, because you got to get... Your chair doesn't fit through that wall.
Oh,
you'd
have
to go outside.
Right.
So I reckon four pushes.
I got to ollie the curb.
Wall ride.
I said to a lady the other day, doing like that deck's nice to just in the summer, just practice some ollies.
Yo.
Yeah.
Bring back the half pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Won't catch me on that nowadays.
Yeah, no.
It'd be cool to look at.
Whatever remaining athleticism I had at that time is gone now. And even then I was feeling over the hill.
Yeah. That was like the reviving era of skateboarding.
Yeah.
We were like, what, 22, 23? Yeah. Like, it was such a good time. But still, yeah, I was I was struggling to keep up with it.
We'd go skating and we would literally just push around the streets and just be like, whoa, 6K.
Yeah, we'd like find like a semi-big hill or semi-small hill, as I say, and then just roll down it like, woo.
No pushes, no turns.
No. If we had a turn on it, we wouldn't
stack
it.
Step a couple pallets trying to play. Jordan probably just grazes all his elbows.
Good times that was.
How's the week been?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good, pretty cruisy.
Nice.
Yeah, I had a pretty chill start to the week. Feel like I'm starting to get the hang of my new job, which is nice. Feel like things might be going too easy, and I was like, oh, fuck. Told the boss, I was like, can you come down tomorrow? We'll just go through a few things, see what's going on, like starting to get easy. Fuck, yeah. What am I missing? And then he's like, nah, you got it all under control. I was like,
sweet, that's good news. Yeah.
Is it one of those things where like if you just spend like a week getting your ducks in a row, then you can set yourself up for a couple of weeks of like smooth sailing?
Yeah. Yeah. It a lot of it's like, I think I've already said this, but it's like a lot more reaction work.
Mm.
Like you do a lot of planning and prep and everything like that, but it'll only go so far. You have a day like today where it's absolutely terrible, pissing down.
Yeah.
And you'll lose progress and everything. And then you got trades climbing over each other or wanting to go on the same day. And it was like, I was booked in. No, I was delayed, this and that. And
yeah.
You just someone wants to start early, someone's running delayed, and then
gets messy.
It's like
quick.
A referee in sports. Like if people are talking about them, then they're not doing their job. It's just when they're freaking like involved that
it's a lot of peacekeeping.
Yeah.
And a lot of keeping everybody happy. And you kind of get the finger pointed at you a lot, but that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. You're the scapegoat for a lot of people.
You're the man that's gonna answer the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm good at that. And Con's a project manager too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, mate. Yeah. A lot of, not too many issues recently, to be honest, which is really good.
Nice.
Things are coming right on my projects.
Yeah, same.
Finally, I got dumped in the deep end on one and it was a shit show.
Yeah.
And we're looking at completion early June.
Yeah.
So, it's going pretty well to get there. Seeing the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Cool.
It's working. Nice.
Mm.
How about you, Jared? How's your week? How do you...
My week's been good, marred by the rain, like you guys said this week. So it's been a little bit. Oh, actually, what am I saying? I didn't work yesterday, and I went to work today. So yesterday I was.
Are you still moving in?
Yeah, I messaged boss, and said, "Look, I've got a little bit of moving to do still." And you know, when you wake up on a Monday morning, you can like look at your emails and you can gauge whether it's going to be like a really busy day or not.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those days. I was like, oh, my average to come into on a Monday morning is usually a lot bigger than this.
Mm.
So I was like, look, it's a pretty slow day. I'll swing into the office if I need to do anything. So I'm only 2 minutes up the road, but I've got my phone and my emails on me all day. Give me a yell, but otherwise I'm just going to keep tinkering away. And he was like, yeah, sweet. So did that. What else did we do? Friday
Gamed
night.
All day.
Nah, I actually was out and about like the main thing was to like bring the computer over, but then it's just tidying up at the other end. Like moving house is sick when you're moving house, but then when you like got to go back and clean the old room, and you're like, ah, and that always takes way longer than you think it will, and you forget how much shit you have.
I slept through all of that and went down to Christchurch to help Gareth move.
Oh yeah,
slept through it all.
Yeah, well, so I went down Friday last week.
He faked it, and Sue carried him inside.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
Put it past me. Fuck it. That's you believe that Sue can carry me inside.
Yeah.
look at the thought on his. Yeah.
No, so I went down on the Friday and helped them move like all Friday, like good 14-hour move. It was like 45 minutes away in the truck.
Where's he? Where did he?
He's gone from Burnham military camp
into Christchurch CBD.
Yeah.
Nice.
Burnham Military Camp sounds like the name of somewhere that like American kids in movies would get sent if they were naughty. And it's like, we'll send you to military school.
Yeah. Is that Air Force or is it all Army? And
okay. So I asked them about this and it's predominantly Army, but there's I don't know how much
Division
I can say,
Air Force.
But there's a few other forces that like Navy, Air Force, that sort of stuff. They are on base.
Interesting. So I know a few people that did Air Force training, like paramedic stuff, and they were at Burnham.
Yeah. Oh, they go there for sure, like for trainings and all sorts of things, but they...
Predominantly Army.
Yeah, mainly Army. Or at least where he was. But yeah, so I helped them move all Friday, and then Saturday was like the day everyone, like we had to go back and clean the house, and I just slept and no one woke me up, and I woke up at like 2 p.m.
Did you get out on the piss the night before, or were you just knackered?
Nah, I was so fucked. We went out that night to the local bar, Moon Underwater.
I was going to say it'll be something white.
Yeah. Oh, well, because Gareth's right into his craft beer and all that. And it, yeah. And it was.
Would you get like a cactus sawdust ale?
Yeah, something like that. I don't, I found a lager that was okay. And then we started having tequila shots with my mum and sister-in-law. And things got messy. All three of them just drunk as. And I was like relatively sober. So I picked up a box on the way home to watch the league.
Oh, nice.
And they all went crashed out, and I stayed up late, watched the league. But yeah, I agree that cleaning the house the next day, worst part. And I'm so glad I missed it.
That's all part of it. Friday night, was it Friday night?
Saturday night.
No, comedy gala.
Oh, comedy gala, yeah, Friday.
Friday night went to the comedy gala, which was like the first Friday night event. I don't know if it was the first event or not, that kicks off the friggin' month comedy, of May's like comedy. Yeah, whatever. I forgot. Comedy something. Yes. And it's got a yellow smiley face and everyone knows the logo.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a bunch of heavy hitters. Everyone got between like, it seemed like between
4 minute sets, I think.
Was it four? Yeah, I thought it was longer.
No, they only had 4 minutes. And some of them made it feel long in terms of
They all just said, like, I've got 4 minutes left. I didn't realize they all had 4 minutes. I thought they had, like, 10 minutes. These people know exactly where 6 minutes is. But, no, it was good. Like, we went and the whole thing was put on by Best Foods Mayo, right? And we walk in and we're sitting next to this other couple. First of all, I didn't know, like, what we were doing. I thought we were going to go sit at like somewhere like the Classic or something where you sit around a table, might be able to get food and then just like watch some comedy. It was at the Civic, which is like, if anyone's not been there, that's where you like the Lion King is when it comes to town and shit.
It's amazing. It's like your classic Shakespeare theatrical sort of big stage with
high climbing, like terrace seating.
Yeah, and it's wicked. And then the ceilings all like a painted sky with all the lights look like stars. It's really cool.
It is. It's like a historical building, it looks like. And it was put on by Best Foods Mayo, and this couple that was sitting next to us, they kept coming back and forth from the toilet all the time. And I drove, so I was like, oh, I'll just sit and, you know, only once or twice did the lady shoot off to go toilet, get a drink or something. And they were like, oh, like, can you look after my handbag while I go to the toilet? And I was like, okay.
Bomber alert.
Yeah,
fuck that.
And then I didn't even think of that. And then she left and she came back and she was like, thank you so much. I've brought you 3 jars of mayonnaise. And I was like, oh, because there was these like pyramids of mayonnaise everywhere. And I was like, okay, I thought it was like a sponsor thing. Turns out they're handing them out. You can take them, whatever. But she was like, I brought you 3. And I was like, I don't think I've eaten 3 jars of mayonnaise in like a year. I'm more of an aioli guy. And she was like, I love mayonnaise. I've already got like 6 or something like that. And I was like, oh, what? Like, who likes mayonnaise that much? And she was like, oh, I fucking have it on everything. I have it on chips, like potato chips. And what? Yeah, I know, wrong chips to have it on. And then she was like, oh, mayonnaise on bread. And then her husband with like the straightest face leaned around the corner. He's like, it's actually fucked, bro. She loves mayonnaise. And
so she's not even there for the comedy.
No,
she just saw Best Food, Best Mayo.
For what the price of the tickets were, the amount of time they actually spent in the seat was like either bladder problems,
run.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Or they were like having an in-house fight that they were like, screw this, we have to leave and sort this out. But I think just she couldn't focus because she was just thinking about the mayonnaise the whole time in the back of her head. But that didn't stop her from yelling out when someone said something about...
Oh, was she one of the hecklers?
No, she was one of the real estate agents that was just like, yeah!
Oh, no, dude. Oh, that was hilarious. So
did you go too, Con?
Connor was there.
Sarah and I went. We sat other sides. We went separately.
Double dating across the theatre.
Jared and my lady went it was our 6 month sort of 6 month date, and we walked out with 6 tubs of mayonnaise. By the way, we didn't.
I can see you walking out like with barrels under the arm.
Yeah, no, how many of these can we take, mate?
We didn't know you were allowed to take them, so we were like, "There's mayo everywhere. Surely we just punch a few." So we ended up with 2, and then as we're walking out, they'll hand them out, and we got 2 more each. So Sarah's family loves mayonnaise.
What? Am I missing something?
No, you're not. It's fucking horrible. I don't know why the fuck you'd even
like,
eat
I like
shit.
Mayonnaise, but like one jar and I'm set for a while. I don't, like, it's just to have in the fridge.
I don't think I've ever had, I probably had half a jar in my life.
Mm.
Really?
Not including like aioli.
Like I'll put it on like a sandwich. Or if I've got no
condiments.
Yeah, if I've got no aioli, I'll mix like, you know, some garlic into some freaking mayonnaise or something.
All right, chef.
No, but like, oh, yeah.
Garlic mayo.
Yeah. Same shit, different toilet.
I can't believe that.
But yeah, man, the amount of hecklers, some of them were funny. And
was
some
there any
was,
big names? Was it just,
all New Zealand. Oh, like, No, there was. There was some people from like the UK. I'm not like so... Most of the comedians I listen to are just big podcasters. Yeah, so, right. Like,
to be honest,
if it's not in that wheelhouse, I don't know them particularly.
I don't know anyone. I didn't think they were particularly huge names. Oh, the one that I recognize or knew of was the dude. He's like the big Islander guy that's on like the ASB ads. Is he on the ASB ads?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about Ben Hurley?
Maybe.
He's from 7 Days.
Oh, my bad. Josh Thompson. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
I don't know him.
You know his face. He is one of those.
He's
like,
on a lot of New Zealand ads.
He's not Big Ben from the ASB ads, if that's who you're thinking of.
I don't know. But he was the only one. Otherwise, the host, Melanie
Bracewell. She fucking killed it. She was so funny.
She was the best.
Highlight.
She was the funniest, easily.
That's what makes it as a good host.
But every time she came on, she'd do like a couple minutes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a classic comedic host.
Yeah, an MC.
Yeah, and, but they do that on all the shows. They always come out and not just introduce the next person. They do a couple minutes and then
she was a good time. She got the crowd into it. The only thing that like hindered it was when they like made people clap.
Yeah,
when they were like,
televised
okay,
set.
Because it was recorded for TV and they must need some like claps to be able to dub over maybe jokes that didn't land properly or something. So
that,
we had to do like, yeah, you want to know what comedy is? This is it.
Pretty much.
Get funnier.
But what do they do? They did.
I would never do it.
A soft, like a polite.
Yeah, it was like a golf clap and then like a woohoo and then like a, oh my gosh, that was hilarious clap.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was a bit, it kind of pulled. It was like, it was a bit of inside baseball that I didn't need to see. Like I didn't need to see behind the curtain like that.
They do that at like the X Factor and whatever else, those talent shows as well.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, went around to Cons for Amon's birthday, and that was sweet. Drove the siblings home.
I got the invite, but I've been hibernationing.
Yeah.
Tucked away, so I just, fair enough.
To be honest, I found out on the Friday night from my brother, and so I just chucked in the chat for anyone that was keen.
How was that?
Oh, it was good, pretty tame. Max got on the decks.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
Yeah, no, they actually played some pretty sweet jams.
Yeah, MTC, if you haven't heard of them, check them out.
Mum over-catered. There's like 20 pizzas left if you want a pizza.
Yeah, there was so much food. That's what I thought. I was like, when's the bus turning up?
Mum did a big run to Costco and got a shitload of bulk shit from Costco and then ordered like 30 Hell's pizzas. And I made Gib, because Gibby turned up, made him do like a 5-stack of pizza.
What?
Like stack 5 on top and made them eat the whole
slices
thing.
Or
slices on top?
Slices, not 5 pies.
No, like 5 slices.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, you can do a bite of that. I was like, no, kid, you could eat the whole fucking thing now.
He was still chewing it when he got home.
Is he still at that age where he like...
He turned 18 this week.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, see, I was going to say...
Thursday.
Is he still at that age where like doing dumb stuff like that is like funny, or is he like...
Kind of like...
A drink?
I made him drink some chili oil the other week. Oh, I gave him $20, but like.
I feel like he'll probably continue to do dumb shit that we ask him to do for a while.
Oh, he himself says I'm a people pleaser. Yeah. Like he was like, I'll do anything to make like a room. Yeah, I think I was like, maybe he's kind of really like that. But like as a kid, I would think I was like that as well.
Yeah, but you get to a certain age where, like,
that shit becomes lame and, like, just being as normal as possible is the cool thing to do.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, God, I'm not going to do anything that separates me from the crowd.
Yeah.
So, like, social suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, here's some other everyday situations, and how would you guys respond to them?
All right.
Because at Amon's birthday, there was one thing, and I caught myself in it when it was happening. It was during the Blues game, right?
Yeah.
And everybody else was gathering around Amon's phone to watch the end of the Blues game. And they were all like, watch this, watch this. And I was the guy at the end just standing there waiting for the phone to get to me. And I was kind of like, what are you guys? Oh, what's that? Is that the footy? Oh. And it was like when you can catch yourself in that small moment of like, shit, okay, this is a bit weird. The other one that jumps to mind is when someone's singing happy birthday to you. And I don't know, I get it all the time at like family events when someone's walking a cake, like someone's walking the cake over and you're sitting there. What the hell do you do when someone sings happy birthday to you?
Was aim on being, because I didn't actually get up to do that, to sing happy birthday to him. I was chilling on the couch.
Oh, no. I'm rattling off different examples. Oh, yeah,
but like, I swear to God, I've caught myself singing happy birthday to myself a few times.
I was going to say, there is options. Like, one is the classic that you see a lot of children do, which is suddenly you become a conductor and you sit there and you go like, oh, and then you conduct the crowd while they're singing happy birthday to you. Very, very monarchial, if that's a word.
I've never seen anyone do that.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, the other thing is that you join in if you can blend into the crowd.
But it's like, yeah, because it's directed at you, you're kind of awkward about it.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, the other one, I'm lucky enough that I share my birthday with my sister, so I can always kind of, but then you can palm off half of the awkwardness. The other one's like sit and inspect your cake like you've never seen like a cake before. You can just don't have to make eye contact and you can just kind of like skim around. Oh, God, that icing really is green on every corner.
I've never thought about this.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Just sit there and smile and let them finish and then eat cake. Nice. It's not something that's crossed. What were you on about with the phone thing? I don't get the question you're just, trying to ask
when,
me.
When someone's like, it wasn't so much of a question, but it was just like, I was giving my example that led me into the other thing. And I've got more examples just here.
Like it's just like anxiety. No,
you know when someone's like, oh my God, this is crack up. You should see it. And then, like, there's, like, five of you there, and then they pass the phone, and you're just sitting there to wait to see the meme, and then, like, everyone's laughing about something, and you haven't seen it yet, and you're kind of like, oh. And you're just on the end of the line. Yeah. The other one is that, like, how to handle certain situations, what I wanted to ask you, is how, when you're talking to someone, and you've just gone too far into the conversation to actually ask what their name is, and they are using your name fluently.
Ooh.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot of bros and mates and
that's
as far as it goes. Or
one thing that I've found, like,
don't know how to solve that one.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know. A thing that can work with like a female in the past is like if you swap digis. I don't know if people still say that. But yeah, you hit them with like the, oh, sorry, you chuck it in. Like chuck it in or whatever. And then if you really want to try and pull off the, oh, that sounds hard to spell. You chuck it. So you just hope their name's not like
Andy.
Yeah.
Very hard to spell.
Yeah. But if you just, you know, I don't know how you could translate that to just talking to a bloke whose number you don't want. But
that's, I don't know. I usually just mate. I just roll with that. And
you can palm it off to a loud setting and be like, actually, what was that, man? I thought I didn't quite catch you before. I've fucking got tinnitus. What did I have? I had something else written down. How to end and exit conversations. A very niche one is when you're saying peace be with you in church, how many people do you say it to? Because it always gets to a point when you look to do it to someone, you're like, actually, nah. And then you just sit down because it's like, okay, I think people... So there's always a point in church, Connor, you'll know.
Yeah.
But in mass...
I've been to church once.
It gets to a point where they're like, okay, everyone turn around to like the people close to you and you say peace be with you. And then they say, and also with
and
you.
With your spirit.
Yeah. Well,
something like that.
Yeah, it got revamped.
Uh-huh.
But they... You give it to like a few people around you, and you're supposed to shake hands and make eye contact and everything.
You have to say it with every person.
Yeah, so you're quickly saying it under your breath, and you're just like, oh, yeah, it's peace with you, peace with you, peace with you.
So it's like going to the marae and having the hongi every single person when you walk in.
But it's also, in the middle of it. Like, they'll be like, okay, now take a second to turn around and say peace be with you.
Yeah, it's like part of the mass.
Mm.
But like, you do it to like your people and like immediate surroundings.
Yeah.
But there's always that one person that's like two or three away that reaches their arm out.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Or if it's someone real weird, like, I don't have an example, I just did it anyway.
Mm.
But you're like, nah.
Yeah, or you can see everyone else sit down and you're like, oh, and you just pull it back and someone's left hanging. You're like, oh, peace be with you, by the way. But yeah, that one was a bit niche.
Straight over my head.
Relatable.
Mm.
Is it?
Oh, from, we went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
All right.
A mass once a term.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. And then the other one I had was when you want to shake hands with someone just after you've walked out of washing them, and then you have to announce, like,
yeah.
I have wet hands.
I do that all the time. Mm. I just say.
Yeah, I've like, got wet hands.
I just go, oh, what sorry, do you do I just wash my hands.
Quick gene wipe?
Yeah, gene wipe for sure. A bump hat. I don't want them on the front because then it looks like I've dribbled. But if my butt's leaking, then so bad. It's behind me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's like a back thigh sort of wipe.
Yeah.
And then it's a
sorry, just wash my
hands. The worst is when you've actually got hot, clammy, sweaty hands.
Yeah, I think the worst would actually be, I mean, I'm sure the person that the shaky would understand that you probably just wash your hands.
Yeah.
But probably depending on the vicinity of where you are.
Mm.
But I feel like announcing it, saying, I've just washed my hands, is a good thing, because otherwise they could be thinking,
yeah, it is
a whole lot of different
shit.
Yeah,
but like, as the shaky receiving a moist hand is like
kind of,
you can kind of understand it, like it's something that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah,
anyway.
you empathize with the person. Yeah, you're like, I've been in this situation.
Yeah, we've all been in a world where we have shaken wet hands, and just today I'm playing with the cards of the wet hand.
Yeah,
I've been dealt the wet hand.
Yeah. I like that.
Nice.
Yeah, we should normalize that.
What, wet hands?
No, just the openness that if your hands wet from washing your hands and shaking them, shaking hands.
Dealt the card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So I saw this article on Facebook the other day, and unfortunately Facebook's deleted it. And it's a bit of a morbid one. But there was this guy went missing, and they found his remains like 3 days later in like a crocodile den, and been eaten and like inside the crocodiles
fed
and stuff.
To the crocodiles.
Fuck yeah! Like
well, I don't know if he was like fed to them or he just
died.
Whereabouts?
I can't, again, the article's gone.
Surely like 40 km out of Darwin, Northern Territory.
Either that or South Florida.
Florida or something. Yeah, it might have been.
I thought
America.
That was gators.
Gator season.
Well, I wrote Crocs here. Who knows? It could have been gators, but it just got me thinking. Like what could be? What's the worst way to go? Because getting eaten like alive by a fucking crocodile does not sound fun.
Not
because
at all.
unless they go for your head first and you're gone, then sweet. But like if you're just there
and they chomped your leg off and you're just slowly bleeding just, out.
Oh, like seeing the different ways.
And you're just slowly inching down the fucking croc's throat. Yeah. Like,
or being slowly, slowly done by like a 20-foot like python.
Yeah, and
or something like that. That just slowly like hinges its jaw and takes you out.
But like you see those videos. Yeah, they swallow you whole. You're still alive. Yeah. And it slowly
constricts you. You'd run out of oxygen.
That'd be the way you'd die. Suffocation first, I reckon.
Yeah.
Unless they squeeze the shit out of you before they swallow you.
I don't know. Isn't that a boa constrictor that does that?
Probably. You know more about snakes. But I feel like if you are still alive while you're in the stomach, you'd probably start to feel your skin melt from stomach acid or something.
Still.
I reckon like a croc getting on your leg and death rolling and just watching your whole leg splinter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd, at that point, you'd just be like, my head's up here, and just like, just take me now. But then when you watch like in the Serengeti Plains of Africa, when the lioness is like chasing the buffalo, right? And she'll go, they'll tackle, and then someone will go, and they seem to know, and it's like in their DNA, where they'll just jump and just latch onto the vertebrae, yeah, instantly like paralyzing the buffalo.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then, so you're paralyzed, but you're working. It's just they've just cut you off, and then they slowly just pick at you, and then eventually they leave you. You're still like kind of kicking around. You just had flesh torn off you. Then the hyenas come in, and then after that, the vultures circle. Yeah, maybe like
if they paralyze you, if they paralyze you at the back of your neck, do you feel anything?
Ah, good point, Con.
I don't know. That's a,
I don't know, but who's if one thing I've thought about by thinking about this is that Skin does a great job of hiding the yuckies.
Oh yeah,
quick shout out to Skin. Might be my yum this week.
Mm. But yeah, so what's your answer? To that is there any
a burn
other?
Always sucks.
Yeah, that would be a terrible way to go.
What a burn?
Poison.
Like, poison. I reckon I'm thinking like Pirates of the Caribbean style here, but like getting tied to an anchor and dropped in the water and drowning.
Ooh. Oh, tied to like the front of a boat and just crashing through waves.
Yeah, that'd be drowning is supposed to be peaceful
because you pass out first before you actually die.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But still, the fear experience, like as that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, getting tied to a rock and like sleeping with the fishes because you old Joey cold cuts 12 big ones, like that'd suck.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, being tied to the front of a ship and crashing through big waves.
That's a common thing. What? I've never heard of that in my life. Did you just come up with that?
No, they do it.
No, you know when like the Lady of the Sea or something. And
yeah,
like,
I know
like
what you mean. Yeah.
But then someone gets, like tied to the front of a ship.
Seen that.
I don't think it's happened to like anyone in, I don't know, 5, when was the last time someone raided for gold?
I don't know.
There might be some Somalian pirates tricking around still doing it, but I think they've just got motor engines now.
I got it. Blood Eagle.
What's that?
You never watched Vikings?
Not enough to know what Blood Eagle is.
Tear your back open.
Oh,
yeah, hold on. I'll explain it, but yeah, disclaimer, it's pretty
gruesome.
Pretty gruesome. So they, it would be like once you've committed like a massive crime, and if you get blood eagled, you're not allowed to make any noise from any pain. Otherwise, you're not let into Valhalla.
Yeah.
So what they would do is cut down their back.
It's like an honorable way of dying.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's like, it's supposed to be like
capital punishment.
Yeah, the worst possible way. Hopefully, did that just die?
No, it's gone to sleep mode. All right. You're right.
So they cut down the back.
Just half press the shutter, Con.
This one?
Nah, yeah, just half press.
Yeah. Sorry to repeat this for the third time, even though it's.
I don't think it's recording anymore. Just press it again. Yeah, we're good to go. All right.
We'll cut that.
Yep.
So basically what happens is they cut down the spine, and then they flay your skin out and your rib cage out to make it look like you have wings of an angel. And then they take your lungs out while you're still alive.
Ugh.
And then place them like in front of you.
So it's like when you're making schnitzel and you got to like tenderize everything and split the breast and spread it.
Never made schnitzel.
Or like when you're making like a thin, or like more like a chicken palm, and you got to butterfly the breast. And no, like spread it.
No idea.
But with a human and its innards.
I don't cook.
But it's pretty gruesome.
Yeah,
I think any sort of torture, yeah.
I got into a big phase of watching ancient torture methods and random shit like that on YouTube, eh?
Whoa.
There's some pretty gruesome ones, especially like World War II
torture like methods. POW, like prisoner like, war shit. Especially the dripping. Like a drip in your mouth or something. A drip on your forehead.
Drip on your forehead.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a bad one.
Drive you insane. That's like those rooms. Sorry, it does go a little off topic, but those rooms where it's so silent and dark that it like drives you insane. Or like,
or white, just this
person,
pure white.
This person hasn't gone more than 30 minutes in there. Mm. And then it eventually gets so quiet that you can hear your blood flowing through your head and everything. And it drives people real like weird.
Yeah, I feel like I'd go insane with that.
I reckon the ringing in my ears would be a benefit.
Yeah, you couldn't hear your blood flow.
Yeah,
the ringing in your ears.
Yeah, it's tinnitus. That was a throwback to earlier.
Gotcha. Or tinnitus. Tinnitus?
I always thought it was tinnitus, but if it is tinnitus. But tinnitus sounds like conjunctivitis, and that's how I write this.
Conjunctivitis?
conjunctivitis.
Yeah, thank you.
Which was a fucked up thing, getting that as a kid.
I never had it.
Just waking up one day and trying to wake up and being like, oh, no.
Always used it as an excuse to like get out of shit.
Isn't it just pink eye?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know,
but just waking up and you've 20% of your senses aren't functioning kind of sucks. And mum would make me lay on the ground while she just put hot towels on my head until it melted away. Anyway.
Knowing your mum, that would happen too.
Sorry for the rain if people can hear it.
Yeah, it's passing it down. So that was a bit morbid about the worst way to go. I just thought going out with a croc would be horrific. Shit.
Modern day horrific.
Yeah. But speaking of death, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah. Worst segue ever. He did not go down to a croc.
No. I'll be honest, one of the main reasons I only know what Jerry Springer is from Austin Powers when Dr. Evil and Scotty go on there to settle their differences.
Yeah.
Chicken Man thing.
That's probably the first place I saw it.
Yeah.
I watched, well, who was the other guy that came after him?
Dr. Phil?
No. And then he was cheating on his wife, as well.
Oh, bloody.
Daytime.
Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. I watched a lot of that like as a kid because it was just on TV.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
That was real daytime. I think we talked about this recently. Real daytime, day off school, sit down. He sits on the steps next to you and he's like, all right, now tell me what's wrong. And yeah. But Jerry Springer was way more ramped up. And it was the first one where they'd be like, there's an option where there's seven moms to this baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, wait, what? And he's like, I can't do it. I don't have a penis. And then you're like, could it get any worse? And then it turns out like the security guard or something. And then there's just a punch on.
Yeah. I wonder
American and dramatized.
It must be scripted, eh? Like, or do they have like a few things? I don't know. Like, do they have a few things and then just like throw it in the mixer? Like,
wouldn't it? I don't know. Do they get just, I don't know, bogany, most of them are kind of bogany people, aren't they?
Yeah. That.
Do you reckon you got paid to go on there? Like, do you reckon you could get a buck if you ramped it up?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's how he makes his money. People watching people be idiots.
And America's the greatest place to do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, and the things that they were putting on the TV in like the early 2000s was nuts. Like, everything was a TV show. Just every single concept. One of my favorite Jerry Springer moments is, I was just trying to find it on YouTube, I couldn't, is the trans woman that she was getting ridiculed by someone in the crowd. And then she's talking and she was like, if you want to abuse me like a woman. And then she stands up, she's like, I'll beat you like a man. Yeah. And then just like goes to like scrap the dude in the crowd.
Fuck.
The ultimate transition.
Literally. You couldn't do that nowadays. They wouldn't air that. One of the two Facebook articles that I had here is I saw the other day that Mark Zuckerberg has just won his first jiu-jitsu comp.
Saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
What the fuck?
Pretty easy when you're a reptile and cold-blooded. No one thinks you're a real human, Mark. The jig's up. We all know you came from an egg.
Speaking of getting strangled by a snake.
Yeah, I know. He obviously injected venom into his foes.
Yeah, next
That route. Wasn't even Mark. That was Mark like 3.0 exo skin. And
Mark Zuckerberg versus the croc next.
Yeah.
The croc beat Jerry Springer. And now
doesn't he work? Like, his jiu-jitsu camp's called like, oh, it's like gorilla jiu-jitsu or something. I was going to say it's like animalistic.
Yeah.
Who marks?
So this dawned the question. If there was a cage fight, who's winning? Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, or Jeffy B?
Oh, Jeffy B's on so much fucking roids.
Yeah.
Like, after his divorce, he got so jacked and just became like a Miami yacht guy.
Like, yeah. All the extra testosterone sort of shit, eh?
Oh, yeah. But,
so you've got a jacked up dude. You've got like a lizard man. And then what, does Elon put in like an AI robot to fight for him?
He's just like...
just iRobot.
Like fuck, like Magneto or something. Just like you go to punch him and there's like 10 of them around you. And then
I saw a real, speaking of those three, I saw a real funny AI.
I'm lowering your blood.
It was like an AI video of Jiffy B, Elon Musk, and Zuckerberg all like DJing a set. And it was real techno and it was just AI, but it was quite clever. But that little chat made me think of that. It's not funny.
Oh, you'll have to send that to me.
Yeah. I say it's real, it's fucking hilarious.
I don't know. Real talk. I reckon probably Elon Musk has got the most, like, he's got a fridge build. And like I say, he can probably shift things with his mind. Mark Zuckerberg blinks sideways and like,
and loves lying on a pebble like, in the sun.
You see him like scamping through the desert. But like, I reckon if you look close enough at Mark Zuckerberg, if you catch him blink for a second, there's like a yellow eye there. And then he's like,
there is. He's like, he's 100% got a bit of yellow in his eye.
Really?
He's like Ringo. Is it Ringo? Is that fucking lizard thing played by Johnny Depp? God, don't shut us down, Zuckerberg.
No. I don't think calling him a reptile is groundbreaking. He is an odd dude, though, eh? Yeah. Like, you kind of notice it. I think out of anyone that's like the head of those tech companies or like those real Silicon Valley dudes, Jeffy B kind of was the normal guy. I know that he's not techie. No, you're right. When I say normal, he was completely okay with like using everybody for labor and his marriage failed and everything. But just like surface level, if you just looked at him, you wouldn't know he was a billionaire apart from the fact that he looks like Ben Kingsley.
He looks human.
Yeah.
Whereas like you got Zuckerberg who looks like he's from the sewers and Elon looks like he's from outer space. Like
Elon's just here to probe.
Yeah, these other two are just, they're not human. And you can't relate to them. Jeffy B, you can relate to. He's made mistakes. He's done human things.
He just did the classic thing of like became a billionaire, gifted his, although he had to give a whole lot of money to his wife in the divorce, but then it came out afterward, well, not afterwards. I think it was common knowledge that Amazon was her idea. Yeah, he just made it happen.
He openly admits that, and that's why he was happy to settle a lot of money with her.
Okay.
And she ended up giving a shitload of that money to charity anyway.
She became the richest woman in the world from that.
I would have been okay with it. Like, I am okay with that. I was a little bit more like, holy shit.
Like, he didn't build it. Like, he built it.
If it's her idea, then 100%. Idea. Yeah. Like, that ideas
and
are...
And he openly admits
sometimes
that.
Sometimes ideas are the hardest part.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a fucking good idea.
Fucking A.
Like, everything.
But, like, the day that he walked out the courthouse after signing divorce papers, he was on a yacht in Miami in, like, bright blue boardies. And just being a little bit out of touch, but giving it a good go. Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Get a ball. You guys like burgers? Burgers? I've got a whole lot of cool things here. I've got a freaking rainmaker.
What is that?
I don't know. I was trying to be out of touch.
You know what a rainmaker is?
Like one of those rain noise things?
Yes, I'm at primary school.
Like, it's kind of like a didgeridoo filled with beans.
Oh, the lightsaber.
You guys like slinkies, huh?
You got my yo-yo.
Rock the cradle. Everyone on the boat.
So, I don't know who I'd back in a fight with those three.
I reckon Elon.
Yeah.
Elon?
Yeah.
He's got a share kegs.
I reckon Elon.
Yeah, I might have to. Oh.
Elon or Jeff?
Like Zuckerberg did
Zuck just wanted jiu-jitsu. We just talked.
Yeah. So
he can also just shed his skin if he's in a choke. And he can, if he's in a choke, he's just like, can't dude, you're choking last week's me.
Cut off his leg, it just regenerates.
Yeah. Fuck it up. Yeah, exactly.
He reminds me of the science, it's the Amazing Spider-Man where he goes in the sewers and he turns into a lizard.
Jamie Foxx? Oh, he's the electric one. Yeah.
Dr. Connors.
That's the one.
Got but you.
He's
watched that the other day.
Nice.
Our world version of that.
So if these three, like, speaking of duking it out, like, I just want to talk a little bit about ice hockey and why the fuck are we not implementing this into other sports?
Oh, I love ice hockey for the biffs.
Yeah. Right?
It's good.
If for people that don't know, like, basically – what happens in ice hockey is if there's a bit of argy-bargy, they both look at each other, throw off the gloves.
As soon as the gloves are dropped.
Yeah, and then that initiates a fight. That,
the ref
that
becomes like a referee of the fight.
Yeah. Of the fight, that's right. And they are allowed to do that. Yes, they get put in the sin bin.
But there's tactic to it.
But yeah, that's right.
There are dudes literally on the team as like enforcers to go and fuck up other people.
There was a guy on a podcast in Australia recently. Apparently they brought an NHL game to Australia to like start spreading the game. Why the fuck do you go to the desert?
Yeah. But, they don't have ice there.
And he was saying, they were like, you know, talking about the fighting side of it. And he's like, yeah, it's cool. But he was like, most of the time, you're punching someone's helmet and it hurts like hell. Like there's only a select few guys that actually want to get into that, that are okay with just busting their hands up, punching helmets.
But this is my point. Like, why don't we put this into other sports? Like with the NRL, they've taken away the biffs. There should be like a
NRL have got a nice little niche where they could set up no limit. Like no limit boxing ring, and wherever, and like Georgie Rose can set up the biffs with anyone that's had quarrels. You could have a card every other week. Anyone that's suspended in judiciary, you got to fight.
It's like the gulag. If you win, you get out of here.
No, fuck that.
Cut it from 3 to 1 week.
Let's do that as in like on the pitch. You both get yellow carded. You have to biff. Whoever wins gets back on the pitch.
Loser gets a red card.
Yeah.
But just like bare knuckle.
Well, yeah, but why? Like they're gonna punch on. They all want to punch on, and they know they can't anymore. But if why can't they put something in, like say rugby league, where like the equivalent of throwing off the gloves, and they both commit to it. You're able to bring in your 18th man or whatever if you have to.
Yeah,
but then like, why not just have a fucking thing?
Because the hard thing is I've heard people talking about it before. And they said the main thing is that because it's a family sport.
And
it's all TV. Like, if there's violence in it, then they can't show it at the times that they want to show it and stuff like that.
But I mean,
ice hockey is like...
I was just going to say
like,
that.
Yeah. Like prime time in fucking Canada and USA and all that. Like,
but I guess it's been embedded in the culture for so long and it's actually...
It used to be
such a huge part of the game.
I know you're just playing devil's advocate, but like so was NRL. Like fighting, it's all a part of it.
But the people that wanted the fighting was always the minority in league, where it's the majority in the NHL. When I say minority, the fans, the people that actually run the league of ice hockey, I like the fighting.
Yeah.
Whereas the guys that run league have always run the NRL have always hated the fighting and tried to stamp it out.
Right.
So if we can just convince Peter Vlandis that fighting in league's sick.
I'm glad they took away the shoulder charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly.
That's a happy middle ground.
Mm. Yes, I think it was yesterday at lunchtime. I just looked up NRL's biggest shoulder charges just watched it while I ate lunch.
Sick. Always so sick. Good. Here comes the boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On every video.
There's 4 standard sports videos I'll watch when I'm hungover or drunk. Jericho Thogo highlights.
Yeah.
Fuck it's a standard for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Probably some NBA highlights or Michael Jordan highlights.
Yep.
NRL biffs and big hits.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I quite like, I'm not an NFL fan, but NFL has some big hits too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look like car accidents.
Yeah.
It's like when someone rolls over the bonnet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Mm.
But anyway. This just popped in my head. I was driving back from Warkworth with one of my colleagues the other day, and he asked me a question, and I could not answer it without feeling wrong with my answer either way, if that makes sense. So
I'll put it to you.
Put us on the spot.
Would you rather bang Hulk Hogan as a woman or Megan Fox as a man?
Wait, what do you mean?
So you're banging Hulk Hogan.
Do you like...
Hulk Hogan is a woman.
Yeah, but does he do like a cycle of estrogen or something? No, or does he female it up? Like,
no man bits, but he's Hulk Hogan.
So he's
like saying like, yo, g'day. He doesn't talk like that. Well, sort of strange.
Right, Crocodile Dundee.
In a nutshell, yes. But it's Hulk Hogan, jacked as fuck, like huge arms, throw you around in the sack. You're getting dominated. Or Megan Fox... with a dick.
No, it's got to be Hulk Hogan.
I'm pretty stern in my sexuality, as progressive as I'd like to think I am.
That was my first answer as well, Hulk Hogan. But then Hayden, shout out Hayden, completely turned around and he's like, nah, Megan Fox all day. And he was like, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. It's Megan Fox. And I was...
What if she's got a bigger dick than you?
Exactly. Exactly.
That means... I couldn't...
I don't know how to answer it.
No, I don't.
I don't want to bang Hulk Hogan as a woman, but I feel like it's the only option.
You've stumped me.
But yeah, that's what I got.
Neither.
Speaking of league, what were your guys' thoughts on the Warriors, the 1NZ CEO reaching out? So I've got the tweets here.
Yeah, spill the beans because I don't know.
Break it down for us.
Much of what's been going on. I didn't watch the game and I haven't seen any of this.
So I don't know.
So I can break down the game for you. So
yeah, break down.
So there's a few penalties and a few incidences where both teams either like head high tackles or HIAs or things like that, and they would just give the penalty to Penrith give the penalty to the Warriors, and they'll be like, nah, nothing. So there was a bit of a argy-bargy, and it was a bit of an open palm sort of grab. And
it was a collar jab. You know, you collar someone and then kind of pull them into your hand.
And so we got 10 in the bin for it. And it was like, what the fuck? A little bit later or earlier, I can't remember the timeline of it. But Tohu Harris took a arm right across the face, like head high tackle, stayed down.
And got nothing.
And got nothing. So not even a penalty, not even.
The old double standards against the Warriors.
Yeah. And then on top of that, Dylan Watene Zalesniak had to get sent by an independent doctor for HIA, and all he had was like a small eye poke and a bit of a swollen jaw.
Apparently it wasn't from that. It was from the kick chase after.
But there was no major
taken out of the game for nothing.
Yeah, so we were down like a big player in our squad for, was it 10, 15 minutes for an HIA?
Plus a yellow card, which shouldn't have been a yellow. Well, they should have got a yellow if we did.
Yeah, there was multiple offences where they got away with it and we didn't.
What was the final score? Like, was it close? Would we have been...
We were in the game. Yeah. We were in the game for sure.
Yeah.
So basically, he called them out and said, like, the last few weeks have been bullshit. And then he tweeted and he was like, it's cheating to the highest... cheating order. Of the highest degree or order, yeah. Which is...
Big call.
Hello Sport made a good point. They were like, no, cheating of the highest order was Lance Armstrong doping for freaking 7 years. Cheating of the highest order is catching the, you know, like the refs out the back taking payments or something. They were like getting a few no calls, and they were like, look, we're like, and this is where I understand, because I'm a Warriors fan, that yes, there might be bias on my side, but I don't think there are definitely calls that we don't get. And a perfect example of this, right, was in the Souths game on Saturday night, where Latrell goes up to catch a kick. He thinks that he's been taken out in the air by Harry Grant, and he sticks a leg out.
Latrell does.
Yeah, he stuck a leg out, hit Harry Grant, but his other leg was touching the ground, so it was a fair tackle. He takes offense to it, gives freaking Harry Grant a couple on the face, and then when the Storm, who also get the rub of the green, I think, you know, quite a bit.
Mm.
They said, what are we going to do about that? And the ref was like, no, it's play on. It is exact same thing, if not worse, because it was multiple than what had happened in the Warriors game. And what the column was saying on, I think it was like Nine News or something, was that referees are scared to make calls against
these big stars. But that shouldn't...
Someone like Latrell. Although, like, to be fair, Latrell's been suspended for bullshit before. Like,
yeah.
It is one of those things. It sucks when it happens to your team, but you can't say that it...
Doesn't happen to other teams.
Yeah.
Like, as someone who doesn't watch a lot of league, or not as much as you guys, when I do watch, especially when I watch the Warriors, I notice it a lot.
Mm.
There are a lot of missed calls, or like... 50-50 calls that just won't go the Warriors' way.
Yeah.
Like, they'll never get the benefit of the doubt, whereas other teams do.
I've got a very strong stance on it, and I think it's absolute fucking bullshit from the refs.
Mm.
I think...
Last year, we were like third or fourth on the ladder. Now we're, what, 11th?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tight season and it's early.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, I think it's bullshit. I think... And if the fact that the commentators are bringing it up after the... You know, like if it's it was
the fact that Webby had to say at the press conference, I'm going to pass a hat around to take donations for my fine because I'm going to say something. And he was
exactly.
Like,
yeah. So that just, that to me proves that it's not biased because it's my team. There's people that are like sitting in the middle that don't like the commentators that don't even like, they're not supposed to support teams or anything. And they're bringing it up saying,
yeah,
like they're non-biased. Right. And if they're bringing it up, it can't be a biased opinion. It's everyone's opinion that like that they are getting shat on basically by the NRL officials. And I wholeheartedly agree with the fucking with
so Jason Paris. He's kind of walked it back since then, which is, I think it was maybe he said, he was like, it was a silly comment in the heat of the moment, but he said, I don't think NRL refs come out to cheat at all. I think they do their best every game, and all I want for them is to do their best for both teams and be consistent with both teams.
Yeah, same. I agree. I think maybe the rashness of it was no good, but a lot of celebrities and people of power do that. Like, how many times do you watch apology videos because some, like Logan Paul on CoffeeZilla, shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, they'll come out and say something really quick and then be like, oh, actually, that was probably not the right call. But
I think it's just because he's the head of the head sponsor that he's probably got a marketing team behind him being like, hey, you can't say that.
Yeah.
So he's had to do something. Which, but I still believe firmly that he shot from the hip there. That was a guy, that was a fan.
He's talking, allowed to have his own opinions as well.
Yeah,
you are. And then I think what we saw there was what he truly felt, and then the rollback was speaking from a company standpoint.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a fan and cares of this team, which is exactly what you want from a head sponsor. You don't want them to have no opinion or no...
Yeah, like, especially...
It is. It's just when you see it in other games or something happens later in the game, and it's just like...
But that's not to say that... yes, it happens in other games against other teams. They might like have a grudge against certain teams or certain players.
It's when they don't call it in other games is what I'm getting at. Is when you see something you've been punished for or something where they've decided multiple to make a times. Certain ruling against us.
Yeah.
And then in the other games, it's just like, no, that's not how you rule it. And you're like, but that's how you rule it against us.
Yeah, that's right. They are harsher.
It's a consistency.
Mm. The NRL have come back and said that the refs are thinking of taking legal action against them for really? Like... Yeah, because the refs were like, yeah, what the fuck? You can't just say we cheat. Like, cheating is a huge accusation.
Yeah.
And then NRL was like, first of all, us having a huge market in New Zealand benefits the game so much. Yeah. Like, that was why the league was going to shut down if the Warriors couldn't play over in Australia the last 3 years. They were like, what makes you think that we don't? It's not that you don't want us in the game. It's just that I think that it's like watching us... Do I don't know, man. Like, there's got to be some sort of like, this is ours. Like, this is our mentality.
It's like when we've got what, three sports? We've got like one team in an Australian comp, the Breakers for basketball, Phoenix for football, and Warriors for league. Mm. And I feel like each of those teams often goes through trends of being shunned to the bottom of the table.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Watch out. We'll go out. We'll probably win the penalty count this week, and then
that'll be it.
There's still time.
Yeah,
the amount of times, even the last couple of years, where you go to you get the frigging breakdown on the Tuesday or the Monday or something, and the refs are like, "Oh, sorry, we missed that." That doesn't mean the thing's so, like you said, the competition's so tight this year. A couple calls. We've played eight games this year. We've won the penalty count three times.
Well, the difference between like
top and bottom,
we're 11th and we're 4 points behind third.
We're a couple of weeks off Origin. That starts talking about the middle of the season, and next thing you know, it's going to be a log jam where it's going to be all points differentials. And when we're getting skimmed in games like this that we're in, it could be the difference of us playing finals footy or not, because we're a chance.
Yeah,
it pisses me off, man.
Yeah,
yeah. I just don't know how to fix it. Like, because if the boys end up winning a premiership, it'd be the best fucking day, like, because not only it's like playing against 14 men.
It is
every game.
Being on Reddit, being in the comment sections of these games, and the amount of times you see like Roosters supporters here. Yeah. I've never really watched the Warriors game, but they're playing really good this year, so I've started tuning into a few. They don't get calls.
Mm. It's not just coming from New Zealanders or Warriors fans.
Yeah,
no, it's a common observation
Yeah.
among a lot of people. But anyway,
fucking NRL rest.
Can't change it now.
Nah, but I stand by old mate. I think I still agree that he probably came out firing a bit too much. But I wholeheartedly
worded it better.
I wholeheartedly support the fact that he's open about it. And
I think
and
people are talking about it now as well. Like, sure, it hurts, but like the fact that it's a conversation now that everyone's kind of been scared to toe the line on. Like, no one's actually come out and said something, but everyone talks about it.
Good.
For someone that's in the limelight to just come out punching means that the right people in the right spots are going to be having a discussion about it.
Good.
Mm.
Yuck.
Yeah, what's our yucks this week then?
I'll start off with a yuck.
Okay.
Fucking today's weather, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We can't go an episode without some weather chat.
We didn't even talk about the rain.
But no, oh, what a shocker. So I was telling you before we started the podcast, my company sponsors the Green Property Summit. And we're picking up a whole lot of, like, what do you call them? There are bits of, like, sustainably made plastic. It's like sort of marketing for this company as well. Boards that you hang posters on and stuff. And we went to pick them up in the middle of South Auckland and had to wrap them up in tarps and plastic and shit. And it was just pissing down all the way back to Aotea Square. We had to drop them off. And the traffic was – no one in Auckland knows how to fucking drive when it rains.
Yeah.
There were like 2 or 3 accidents on the southern motorway.
This is fucking terrible. Eh?
Call out the refs. Yeah. Yeah, that's my yuck.
My yuck is from last Friday. Oh, sorry, 2 Fridays ago. Hungover flights.
Oh, yeah.
That is a big yuck for me, and I am over it.
I think I literally just confirmed myself in for a hungover flight in August.
Oh, fuck.
I have a stag do going straight into a flight to Queenstown.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's, yeah, so like we went out for Fight for Life on the Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to bed until about 2:30 a.m., which is not that bad on like a – on a normal night out.
We actually set ourselves a limit of when we were going to leave, and we left before it.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I still, I didn't even want to go out.
On a Thursday night.
Yeah, and so I had to get up. I had 3.5 hours sleep. And then, like, in the airport, just hanging. You said you woke up and had a cheeky chunder.
Dry reach. Nothing in my system.
Yeah, and I had a cheeky chunders on
no the, airport beer to perk up.
Nah, hell no. It was just, I don't know. It was bad. I was sitting there like eating Macca's at like 7 in the morning, and in the airport, just like didn't know which way it was up.
I've been on a few plane rides with you and your dusty Andy.
Yeah,
and I mean, you're not an unpleasant person to sit next to, but you just shut down, headphones in, leave me the fuck alone mentality.
You do shut down on flights. Yeah, I do. You go into standby.
Yeah, when you turn my phone on airplane mode, I also turn
it off. When we were flying back from Oz and you just like, you just steer forward, no movie, just headphones on and just like you're counting the stitches of the seat in front of you.
Yeah, I just recline in my head and have in thoughts and think it, but here's the kicker: I forgot my headphones.
Oh no!
So I couldn't.
Andy, you didn't.
I couldn't shut down. I
had to sit and focus.
Yeah, I just played solace the whole way.
Do not vomit.
Everything on manual.
Yeah, fuck, it sucked. That's a big yuck. And I always vow never to do it again.
I'm thinking of. Because I've got headphones like these, over-ear ones, but when we go to Europe in July, tempted to get some AirPods for that, so they're not so bulky.
Yeah. I think AirPods are a specific ear type, which is me. I think AirPods are like, I never know I have them in, but they are, I've heard from people, like, if they don't suit your ears, they're a pain. And these are, like,
they're pretty good.
The new AirPods are excellent for noise cancelling. I've got the freaking Gen 1s, so.
I need the over-ears. I can't stand things being in my ear like that.
Fair enough. Your yuck badge?
My yuck is, we touched on it earlier, hecklers at the comedy show. Oh. I'll tell you what, man. You're not funnier than the person that's getting paid to do it. What you've got to say isn't that funny. And to the guy that was sitting behind me yelling like, go the fucking Warriors. Like, yeah, go the Warriors. I get that. And there's a small part of me that wants to give you like a thumbs up, but just no one cares. And even like the people that were on stage, hey, they were like, why do you have to make this about you? Or like, this isn't your moment. Just shut up.
I feel like you can say go the Warriors at a comedy gig once. Mm. If you repeat it, you're an idiot.
But it was like a go the Warriors and then like a turning around to the mates, like, did you fucking hear that? Yeah. Did you fucking hear that? And the people were egging him on. And I was like, really?
Oh, a bunch of Bevans.
Yeah. Shut up, Bevan.
A bunch of people just jacked up to the gills on mayonnaise. And
mayonnaise and Heineken.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just, I was kind of like,
that's maybe, my yuck. Mayonnaise.
Yeah. I don't come from the frame of mind where I would ever feel comfortable like yelling out, but especially at a comedy show, like, the person, imagine getting clapped back so hard that you just sink. Like, I'd hate for it's one, like, to heckle, to interrupt someone like that. But then imagine if they just singled you out and then just roasted you for a bit or something. Like, you're making yourself a target.
It's like on the Jimmy Carr Netflix series where the heckler says something and Jimmy Carr just roasts his mum. Have you heard that?
No, I'll have to look it up.
It's pretty funny.
All right, yums, quick yums.
You go, Com. Have you got a yum for this week? Or I can start us off.
You start us. I've got to think of one quickly.
Oh, my yum this week. It's quite a small one, but it's a very fulfilling one. When you get a six-pack of yogurt and you break off the middle yogurt cleanly.
I don't think I've ever done that.
The middle yogurt.
Have you never done that?
No.
What do you mean by middle? Oh, so like there's two.
Yeah, so one of the middle ones.
So you break it from three sides
and you can get it out.
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
It was just an accomplishment, guys. It was
nice. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I suppose it's like changing lane without touching the cat's eye or something like that.
It was a very satisfying thing. And I try it every time there's like a pack of six.
Yeah.
Every time.
Are you one of those guys that when you buy a six pack of yogurts, you hang it on the side of the trolley?
Yeah,
fucking oath.
Yeah,
that was a really cool hack I found out when the old lady used to do it.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a very satisfying moment, and I did it. It would have been last week now, and just it's so clean when you get it, because you have to fold it a certain way for one side and then the other side and then the last middle one's
little
like
Jimmy.
It's like
sleight of hand,
and you don't break any of the other one. It's so clean.
Is this like a fruit yogurt, or are we talking just chocolate?
Nah, it's fruit of the forest, mate.
Oh yeah.
Fair enough. That'll do it. Con?
I haven't thought of one. Too focused on Andy's yogurt.
Is that a euphemism?
I guess my yum...
Over the last 2 minutes?
Yeah. My yum would be this season for footy, I'm not playing again, but I'm helping manage and have been clogged up with a whole lot of random stuff every weekend until about 2 weeks ago. So my yum is getting back into footy on a Saturday with the boys.
Yeah.
Going along support. Beers after the game, beers in the sheds.
Nice.
Can't beat it. You can just make your yum beers if you like.
Beers.
I get it. Dude, you are the most built for footy culture guy I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, up the coat.
My
has kind of been all encompassing lately. It's moving into the house. Between
claps all
the hard work of my lady and my old man and everyone, George, Ryan, Andy. Everyone.
I didn't do fuck all.
Everyone that's come and helped and.
They didn't ask.
There's still work to be done, but I don't know. The idea of
the bulk having of this
some, year. Yeah, the idea of having some weekends back and being able to start the new chapter that I've been excited for a long time. I feel like it's going to be a welcomed beginning. So yeah,
congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
Great achievement.
Sweet. Well, that wraps us up for episode 64. You can find us at Off Topic Chat on Instagram, Off Topic Potty on TikTok, and yeah, stay golden, Pony Boy, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Later.
Peace.